That's one aspect of this. The other aspect here is that...
Also feel free to
draw. Yeah, sure. Another aspect here is errors can also be treated with, for example, with risk management, mm-hmm. in the sense that if this is again a timeline and this is the moment that an error can occur, then beforehand there is like a duty in terms of the designer and the owner of the system to identify the types of errors that may occur. So in relation to face recognition, there's obviously the false positive, false negative kind of errors, but there's also the failure to capture. So that's the error where the system does not capture a face when there was someone walking by the sensor. And all the other way around, he did capture a face when there was no one. So there's all sorts of errors. There's also, those live actually under a different name, biases. So errors are more on the operational level. Let's define them as that. And biases are more on the systemic level, where a bias is not per se an error, but it's more like a misaligned view, a systemic error that happens over and over again. And for example, a bias could be that the face recognition system as a whole is being placed again and again in areas with certain minorities, for example. Right. So it's not being placed in a fair manner. Or the face recognition system is being used, this is the law of the instrument, for problems where actually other measures would be better. But since we have the face recognition, we think, well, let's apply it also for this problem. Mm-hmm. So those are also, those are not operational errors, but those are our biases. And in terms of how do we have to deal with that, so first it starts with identifying all different types of them and also learning from other situations what might be errors in this one. An obvious one in face recognition also is that the operational errors like false positive, false negative, and also failure to capture are distributed in an unfair manner over the population. So people of certain ethnicity, gender, age, etc., experience different error rates. Mm-hmm. This particular, so first you have to identify them, and the next one is to evaluate how, and this is a chance times impact, which is classic risk management. What is the chance that it occurs, and what is the impact if it occurs? And some certain types of errors, in particular use cases, in terms of evaluation of that risk related to that error, may be acceptable for society.
Right.
Maybe not acceptable for society, but may be acceptable for the organization deploying it. And this is, of course, a very tricky one, where, for example, the police or security department says, well, we think we can live with the consequences. But if every security department in the Netherlands would do the same thing, then on a societal level, it could be something that we don't want mm-hmm. to have. And this is where, of course, policy and regulations have to step in. So this risk evaluation should not just be done on, let's say, the level of the owner of a particular system, but also, in addition, on a societal level.
And right.